As news of the shootings unfolded and it became clear that Muslims were involved, CARE, the Council on Islamic Relations, moved quickly to respond. The organization called a press conference to condemn the attack immediately after Saeed Farouk's name was released as a suspect. Ibrahim Hooper, CARE's communications director, joined us on Skype to talk about the reasoning behind that quick response.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the situation in San Bernardino was still very fluid when CARE in Los Angeles called a news conference. It was before anyone even knew if the shooters were terrorists or disgruntled employees. Tell me what led to that decision and why so quickly did you call that press conference?
Well, we believed it was important to get out in front of the story because so often if there's some kind of Muslim reference in a horrific act like this, you soon get the stereotyping, the generalizations. So we wanted to make sure that the Muslim community's condemnation of this horrific attack was clear so that we no longer hopefully hear the "why haven't Muslims spoken out" line. When you have Fox News taking our news conference live, that says something.
Did you know as soon as you heard the names of the suspects that you had to address this?
Well, we had been aware of the potential for Muslims being named as suspects earlier than was made public because we had been contacted by family members who were concerned about their missing family members. That's why we were able to swiftly organize a news conference and condemn the attacks and repudiate whatever twisted mindset would lead to them.
Was there a sort of collective sinking of the heart when you heard that indeed the suspects had names that would be associated in some way with Islam in the minds of some?
Oh, yeah. Whenever some kind of mass shooting or any other kind of violent activity takes place, we kind of hold our breath until we are sure that no Muslim was involved because we know that these incidents will be treated differently if a Muslim is involved versus if somebody of another background is involved.
Is there any danger at all that in addressing the issue, you actually draw more attention to the Muslim community at a time when maybe you should be keeping a low profile? Or?
Well, we actually get criticism from within the Muslim community when we issue these condemnations saying there's no need. No other group is forced to issue these condemnations. Why should we? But you know, we believe it's important that it's clear that the American Muslim community condemns these kinds of things and is on the record condemning them.
Ibrahim Hooper is the communications director of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Hooper.
Thanks for having me.